Now, at this point, I think any further analysis would involve us in truly stupefying repetitions. It's time now to hear the music performed, not in bits by me at the piano, but in its entirety, and I hope it's time for you to listen to this music purely as music, as a magnificent utterance in a metaphorical language, a language of creative transformations. I hope you're somewhat prepared for this, and to renounce the whole pastoral paraphernalia, jonquils and daisies included. It's not easy, but it's possible. It's even possible to get over the two stickiest wickets of all, namely the bird calls toward the end of the second movement, which Beethoven has even named in the score, again with his own hand, pen and ink, in his manuscript, nightingale, quail, and cuckoo. Now just think of them as a little cadenza for three woodwinds before the final bars. There's plenty of precedent for that in the symphonies of Haydn, and don't forget that Haydn was a great model for Beethoven. And then that storm in the fourth movement. Even that blasted storm can be conceived structurally as a huge transition from the scherzo to the finale, which in a way it is, rather like the corresponding passage in Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which is indeed a transition from the scherzo to the finale. And don't forget that Beethoven was writing his Fifth and Sixth Symphonies practically simultaneously in the same year.